اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 23 and 24 of Surah Ar-Rum, recited by Sheikh Hamdi Zamil, preceded by its English translation. Dear audience, let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And among his signs is the sleep that you take by night and by day, and the seeking of his bounty. Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who listen. And among his signs is that he shows you the lightning by way of fear and hope, and he sends down water from the sky and therewith revives the earth after its death. Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who understand.
ومن آياته يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينزل من السماء
ومن آياته يريكم
ينزل من السماء
Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You just listened to verses 23 and 24 of Surah Ar-Rum, recited by the Egyptian reciter Sheikh Hamdi Zamil. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, in these two verses of Surah Ar-Rum by Sheikh Hamdi Zamil, we had the riwayah of Warsh an Nafi' wa min ayatihi. He doesn't say wa min ayati, wa min ayat. Not just the naql, it's the naqla. And there are some other rules of Warsh, but let's talk about the shared rules between Warsh and Hafs, because there are many.
Good idea.
Okay. For example, we have ikhfa of mim sakina. Ikhfa of mim sakina can only take place whenever there's the letter ba after mim sakina. So we only have one letter for ikhfa of mim sakina, which is ba.
Can this occur within a word?
Yes. Well, no. It can only occur within a phrase, not a word.
Uh-huh.
I just thought about it. No, just within a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
This is for ikhfa of mim sakina. So, what do you do? For ikhfa of mim sakina, you should not close the mouth completely while pronouncing the mim. The mouth is slightly open. And at the same time, we have to make nasal sound for two vowel counts.
Mm-hmm.
To demonstrate, manamukum billayl. Manamukum. See the mouth, you could hear that there is some space between the lips.
The sound of m is not completely nasal.
Yes, the sound is oronasal.
Yes.
It's through the nose and the mouth. Manamukum billayl. And the space between the lips has to be as much. Remember we said a thin sheet of paper
to
fitting
fit
in between
the, lips.
The
yeah.
lips. But not literally. This is just to get the idea.
وَالنَّهَارِ.
Mm-hmm. We have a ra with tarqiqa.
Because it has
thinness.
A kasra.
Yeah, because of the kasra. وَالنَّهَارِ. Ri. We mm-hmm. don't say ray, ray, ri. Okay, so make sure you pronounce the ra with tarqiq.
Or the empty mouth, practically.
No, thinness. And empty, yeah. Of course, the mouth is going to be empty. Another important rule, we have mad, madul muttasil. Wabitigha'ukum.
Conjunct mad.
This is a conjunct lengthening. In hafs, you have to lengthen it to either four or five vowel counts. But in warsh, you have to lengthen it to six vowel counts.
That is the case here, actually.
Here. The reciter was reciting in Warsh. So you only have one choice for Warsh, which is six vowel counts. I want to talk about the next verse. We have two more matul muttasils in the next verse. Minas samai ma'an. So when does matul muttasil take place? It occurs whenever there's a long vowel followed by a hamza, hamzatul qata.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the same word. So the med and the hamza, they have to be in the same word.
Yes.
And the hamza has to be after the med. And as a result, we have matul muttasil, the conjunct lengthening, which has to be lengthened to either 4 or 5 vowel counts in hafs. And of course, you have to stick to your choice.
Yes.
If you want to lengthen it to 4 vowel counts, you should always lengthen it to 4 vowel counts. But, and vice versa, and also for 5 vowel counts.
But I think in Warsh and Nafa Rawaya, it does not matter whether you know the mat is muttasil or munfasil.
Exactly. Both have to be lengthened to 6 vowel counts in the Warsh. Okay, another rule I want to talk about is, we have it a lot in the Quran, which is ishba' of ha'ud damir. We have some ishba's in this, in these two verses. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ the ha, even though originally it has a kasra, but it is not pronounced like a kasra. We double the sound of the kasra. We make it a long vowel.
And the reason?
The reason is that, first of all, it's a ha'ud damir. It's a conjunct ha'ud damir that comes at the end of a word. Pronoun, yes. The conjunct pronoun that comes at the end of a word.
Mm-hmm.
And this, and it has to be masculine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is just a normal ha. There's no alif. If there's an alif, it would be a female pronoun, okay?
Yes.
So, if the ha'ud damir is preceded by a haraka, by a short vowel.
Short vowel. Actually.
Short vowel, not long vowel. Then ishba takes place. So here we see ayatihi.
That is kasra, actually.
The kasra of the ta, which is before the ha. We have another one, which is mim fadlihi in verse 23. Of course, if you stop on the word, no ishba takes place.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
In our hadith, we have many, many teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam about the Quran. Jabir narrates from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, Yaji'ul Quran yawm al-qiyamah fi ahsan manzurin ilayh. Imam said, on the day of judgment, the Quran will come in the best appearance, in the best, you know, face. Mu'mineen will be said, اقرأ ورقة يقول للمؤمن اقرأ ورقة فيقرأ ويرقى. Read and rise. Read and rise. So everyone, depending on how much he can read at that time, will rise. But now the question is, how much can you read at that time? It's not something in your hand. It's something which is already decided by your relation in dunya with Quran. Okay? In dunya, if you were a person who was 100% following the Quran, so you can read the whole Quran, all the verses of the Quran, so you would reach the highest position. If you have been implementing, following 99%, 98%, 90%, 10%, anyway, depending on how much you have taken on board from the Quran, you would be able to read. Okay? So it's not something that you say, I will be doing my best, you know, to read as much as possible there. Even if you are a hafiz of Quran in dunya, it doesn't mean that there you can read all the Quran. Okay? So this is important.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on a last care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
خلق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن